I want to talk about the 2022 film called A Man Called Otto, starring Tom Hanks, directed by Mark Forster. It also stars Mariana Trevino. And that was pretty much the cast. In the film, Tom Hanks plays the part of a grumpy older guy who's a widower. He lives in sort of these condos that might be protected by some sort of HOA. He's always telling people, you can't park there, you can't do this, and you didn't close the gate, and you didn't do this. So he's one of those types of people. This couple ends up moving in and has two little girls, and they end up sort of winning him over. You don't find out until later that Otto was, basically this is about 6 months after his wife had passed away from an illness. He had really nothing to live for, and he was doing everything he could to try to arrange for himself to be able to commit suicide. And so there was this backdrop in the film of suicide, but every time he's about to commit suicide, the neighbor comes knocking on the door or comes around like, hey, can you show me this? Or can you help me with this or that or the other? It was kind of interesting. As the movie progressed, he would learn more and more about his past and the things that happened and the reason why he is the way he is. And you kind of find out that he was sort of born that way, or he grew up. He was always, I want to say, almost on the spectrum. The film had a budget of $50 million, and as of recording this, it has grossed $109 million. So it's actually done pretty well. Those are pretty good margins. What the film, I think, is relying on is that you end up having this emotional connection to him, and that his personality sort of rubs off on you. And that is what happened. I'm going to go into spoiler territory at the end of the film. After you start to like Otto and you get to know him and he's starting to do well, and he's decided not to kill himself, ends up having a health issue and ends up dying. For me, it didn't hit me emotionally. I guess I was sort of expecting something like that to happen, and it didn't have that emotional hit that I was expecting. Anyhow, I really did enjoy A Man Called Otto. I thought it was entertaining, and I would give it 3 stars.